This is Wellness Words. Winter's here, and some of us may not be feeling our best. You may have heard this phenomenon referred to as the winter blues. Though that term is not a medical or psychological condition, it generally refers to an actual diagnosis called seasonal affective disorder. While most people won't meet all the criteria for this more severe form of depression, they may still experience milder symptoms. You might ask what winter has to do with our mood. Well, to start, days are shorter, meaning less sunlight, which over time can disrupt our internal clocks known as our circadian rhythm. And in the UP, where we have a very long cold season, the impact can be more pronounced. Also, we have major holidays during these months, which means we are very active leading up to those holidays, getting together with friends and loved ones, but then after, we're exhausted and go for a long stretch with a much less active social schedule. Also, holidays may remind us of the loved ones we've lost, causing us to re-experience that grief each year. So what might those changes in behavior and mood look like? You may find you're sleeping more, socializing less, avoiding hobbies, engaging in fewer activities, and becoming more sedentary. And we know that a sedate lifestyle can affect your physical health, resulting in even less energy and putting on weight. Some people may also experience irritability and have thoughts of hopelessness or worthlessness. They may have difficulty focusing and concentrating and have thoughts of death or suicide. Thankfully, there are strategies that can help. Creating routines during this season, such as regularly scheduling meetups with friends, volunteering for something you have a passion for, or becoming active in your community or church, can help alleviate symptoms. Also, going for daily walks or using a light box for 30 minutes a day has been shown to be effective with people diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder. Another strategy is to share with loved ones how the winter affects you and ask them to help you schedule more activities and human contact. According to the American Psychiatric Association, about 5% or 1 in 20 adults in the U.S. experience seasonal affective disorder, and it typically lasts about 40% of the year. That means the symptoms continue to linger months after the season changes. Also, it is more common among women than men. If you feel talking to a professional is needed, consider finding a therapist who does in-person sessions rather than telehealth, as the sessions themselves are an opportunity for you to get out of the house and on a schedule. I'm John Joseph, a pre-licensed therapist with Functional Behavior Services in Marquette, Michigan, which provides therapy and applied behavior analysis treatment to adults and youth. If you think one of our therapists can help, please visit us at fbsmi.com. This was Wellness Words, a public service to help individuals take control of their mental life and improve their well-being.